Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Aleph, 6 lines from the top of Daf Pei Aleph from an Aleph at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tesem Beis, the Mishnah taught us, Kol Chayiv Mises, Shinus Avu Zeh Bezeh, Nidoinim Bekala, that if two separate people, a Chayiv, different Mises, and they get mixed up with each other, then they need them Bekala. Now our Mishnah now teaches us, Mishnus Chayiv, Beshtei Mises Bezdin, Nidim Mechamura, that if Reuven did two separate Maisim and two different Isurim, and it's Chayiv, two different Mises Bezdin, and for example, he was Mechal Shabbos, and he killed someone, and for Chil Shabbos he would be Chayiv Skila, and for killing someone he'd be Chayiv Sayif, then he will receive the more chum of the two Misais, and in our case he will receive Skila. And the Mishnah continues, Of Avera, Shinis Chayiv Shtei Misais, Nidim Chamura, that if Reuven did one Mais Avera, for example, he was Mizana with his mother-in-law that was also married at the time, and therefore she's also an Ishis Ish. And as we already know, that for being Mizana with your mother-in-law, you're Chayiv Sreifa, if you're Mizana with an Ishis Ish, so in this case, Reuven will be Chayiv Sreifa, as that is the more chomer of the two Misais. However, Rabbi Yisi argued in the Tana Kama, and he states, Nidim b'zika rishayna shabalav, that Reuven would only be Chayiv for the first Zika that he was Asa to, and the Gemara will explain that Rabbi Yisi holds Ein Issachal Issa, and we will explain a case with an afkamina between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yisi when we learn the Gemara. And the Gemara begins and discusses the ratio of the Mishnah that states, Mishnah Skai b'shtei Mises bezden Nidim Chamura, and the Gemara asks Pshita El Iskuri Iska, that certainly this thing is Pashit, and certainly just because someone does two Isurim and is Chayiv two separate Misais, then certainly we would not judge him with a Misa Kala, as certainly he should not gain by doing another Issa which has a lighter Misa, and certainly we wouldn't give him the Misa Kala. And as Rashi states, the Hechisal Kedaitan Lidim Bekala Vichy Iskuri Iska B'masha Avishtei Averis Iloi Ava El Al Chamura Yinidim Ba the Achshav Shehoisav Lava Ima Avera Cheres Nidim Mekala, and certainly that would not make sense. And the Gemara explains, Amrava Hachmaiskinan Kagoin Shaava Vir Kala, Vinigmadino Alavir Kala, Vichosav Ava Vir Chamura, Sach Dait Chamina, Kiv Nigmadino Lavir Kala, Hai Gavar Katelhu, Kamash Balan, that the Chiddush of Mishnah is in a case where Reuven did an Avera, where it would be Chayiv Misa Kala, and for example, if Reuven kills someone and is Chayiv Hereg, and Bezim was already Nigmadino, that is Chayiv Sayif, and he then did an Avera, where it would be Chayiv Misa Kala. And for example, he went and was Oiva on the Issa of Shabbos, which generally he would be Chayiv Skila for, and therefore one may have a Havmina that since he already had a Gemar Din for an Aver Kala, and he was already Chayiv Sayiv, so he's a Gavra Katela, and maybe we can't Paskin, they should be Chayiv another Misa, Kamash Blon, that even though he was already Chayiv Sayiv, but now that he was Michal Shabbos, Bezdin can now Paskin, that'll be Chayiv a Misa Chamura, and it'll be Chayiv Skila. Ayin Rashi, Divul Maschel, Amarava, that Vada imikame de osel kamon of dinul tabayu lo yitzrich lashminon, that certainly Rav understands that in a case where Reuven did these two Isurim prior to coming to Bezdin, then certainly there's no chiddush that Bezdin would paskin is chayiv de misa chamura ayin sham, and ayin taisis was bothered that how could it be that we would actually paskin that this person is going to be chayiv skila if lemaisa was already gemar din that is chayiv sayif and he's already a gavur katela, and therefore we should not be able to be makabel any edim that could testify that he was Michal Shabbos, as L'Chiru it's a case of Eid Shiat Yochlazima, and as we learned in Mesechus Makkos, by the case of Boshnaim, Va'omer B'chab B'Shabba Nigmadin Shaplani, where we consider them Eid Shiat Yochlazima. Now, in Taisis Day, brings two Terutzim. Number one, V'yesh Lema, the Hochim Mairi, Kagoyin, the Hachavir Shnia, Ova B'fnei Bezdin. For example, he was Michal Shabbos during the day in front of Bezdin, and in this case, there's no requirement to be Makabal Eidis, and as we saw in Daf Ayin Chesem Aleph, Chayiv Misa to someone that's already a treifa, and Taisus then brings a second teretz. Oide Shleima Akiv the Imitzim Mikamoi Oy Mischachshi Mehani Sadusayu De Basroi Eid the Shiat Yecholizim Akurina Bay. That since it's still possible to overturn the Psak of Bezdin, for example, if Edom would come to Bezdin and they would testify that the original Edom that testified that Reuven is Chayiv Sayif as he killed someone are actually Edom Zaymim, or there would be Edom that come to Bezdin and the Machish the original Edom. Then, as the Meiri points out, that even after the Gemar Din, Machzirin L'Schos, Ve'in Zeh Kagoysis B'dei Shemayim, and therefore it's not similar to the case of a Treifa, and therefore this second set of Edim that come and testify that Reuven was Michal Shabbos are Edim Sha'ati Yochel Azimam. And the Gemara will now continue and bring in Makar for the Din of our Mishnah, as the Gemara states, Boim Minei Achud Rabbi Yisir Bachoma Mirab Banosan, Minar Milsa Da'am Rabbanon, and where do we see Makar for the Din that the Rabbanon stated in our Mishnah, that Mishnah Skaiv Shtei Mises Bezdin nida mechamura, that if someone's chayiv two misas bezdin, and as Rava explained, that was already nigma dinai for the misa kala, and then afterwards he does another avera which has a misa chamura, that how do we know that he'd be chayiv the misa chamura? And he brings a pasuk in Yecheskel, the chsiv, as the pasuk states, v'hoyle ben parit shefech dam, v'osa ach me'achar me'ila, v'hu has kol ila loy osa, ki gam el harem ochel, v'as eshes re'eu timei, oni ve'evin hoina, gzeles gazal chavir loy oshev, v'laglulim nasa ina t'eiva osa. And these psukim are talking about the terrible averis that this person did, and the Gemara explains the pasuk as when the pasuk states, v'hoyle ben parit shefech dam, that he gave birth to a child that was a parit, and he was violent, and he killed people, since he was a retzach, b'sayif, he's chayiv sayif. And then the pasuk states, as eshes re'eu timei, that he was mezana with his friend's wife, zu eshes ish, so he was mezana with an eshes ish, b'chenek, and he's chayiv chenek. And then the pasuk tells us, v'alaglum nasa inav, zu avedis kechavim, this refers to doing avedis zara, b'skila, and he's chayiv skila, for performing avedis zara. And even though he did multiple averes, and he was chayiv multiple misais, v'ksiv, and the next pasuk states, b'neshech nosan, v'sabes lokach, v'chay lo yichyas, and we know whenever the Torah uses a lashon of mois yumas and then use a lashon of dama bayi, that it refers to someone that's chayiv skila. Ayin Rashi, the kol demayim bam beskila, the hi chamura ve'id loy nigma dina koydim lechein. And you can't tell me that the pasuk in the Cheskel is talking about a scenario where there was no gemar din previously, and therefore certainly he'll be chayiv the misa chamura, as Rashi explains that can't be, as loy istra kol hashminan, as certainly we wouldn't need the pasuk in the Cheskel to teach us this halacha. And as we asked in our Gemara, that case would be pshita elis guri iskar, as we started at the beginning of our sugya. However, the Gemara continues, maskalar of Nachba Yitzchak, that how can you bring a raya from this pasuk in Cheskel, ema kul beskila? Let us say that all these cases are talking about someone that did multiple yisurim, and he was chayiv one misa, and he was chayiv skila. And when the pasuk states v'hoyle ben parit shefich dam zeb ben tzari meir beskila, this refers to someone that was ben tzari meir that chayiv skila ashem seifai, as ultimately he will run out of money and he'll stand by precious drachim and eventually he will kill someone, and therefore we will mechayiv him at this point skila. And when the pasuk states eshes re'eu timei zu ni'arim rasa de beskila, this is not referring to someone that was mezana with the eshes ish that is only chayiv chenek, but it's referring to someone that was mezana with an arim rasa and therefore was chayiv skila. Rama explains that my karila eshes re'eu ashem seifa, as she's already an arim rasa, and therefore he was metame someone that eventually will be his friend's wife. Similarly, as we mentioned before, and if so, we can't bring a raya from this pasuk to the din of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara responds, "Imkain ma'kamashmol Yecheskel," that if this is a pshat in the pasuk in Yecheskel, then what will be the chiddush that Yecheskel is teaching us? And therefore, it must be that we're talking about separate misais, and Yecheskel is teaching us the din of our Mishnah that Mishnah Skai b'shtei misais bezdin and nidu b'chamura. However, the Gemara is still matir kamhada, that maybe Yecheskel is actually not teaching us a chiddush, and he's only reviewing the Torah, and he's teaching us dinim that already states in the Torah. And the Gemara says that that can't be, as imkeni boyle ladura ki hechi da hadra Moshe Rabbeinu, as if he wanted to review the Torah, then he shouldn't have only reviewed a small part of the Torah, and he should have reviewed many more halachas in the Torah, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did in Sefer Devarim, which is Mishnah Torah. Since the Gemara just discussed psukim in Yecheskel and Perek Yud Ches, the Gemara will now discuss other psukim in the same parak. And Yecheskel in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk says, V'ish kiyeh tzadik, v'asa mishpat utzdaka. And the next Pasuk continues, Ela harem loy ochel, v'enav loy nasel, glulu beis Yisrael, v'ash eses re'eu loy timei, v'al isha nidu loy yikrav. And this is one of the Pasukim that the Gemara will dash in. And the Gemara will not dash in the next Pasuk of V'ish loy yoynech, ha'v'lasi choy, v'yoshev gzeh loy yigzal, lachbe l'rei v'yitein, v'irim yichasa boged, as well as the next Pasuk of B'neshech loy yitein, v'sabes loy yikach, me'ovel yoshev yodoy, mishpat ha'emes yasa, bein ish le'ish. And then Pasuk Tas states, B'chukoysa yahalech, mishpotei shom alas yisemes, tzadiku choy yichyenu ma'ashem alikim. And Rashi points out that since the end of the Pasuk tells us that tzadiku choy yichya, and smashmo, because of these things, he's considered a tzadigomor, val kochach mishum d'loy ovid hani, lav tzadiku im ova veris acheres, el lav kumashmo usay midrash, and it can't be that he would be considered a tzadigomor because he refrained from some of these averis, even though he may have done other averis. And therefore, we have to dash in this pasuk a bit differently. As the Gemara explains, Darsh Rav Acher Babchina, Mai Dechsiv, that what does it mean when the pasuk in the Cheskel stated, Elohim Loy Ochal? He explains that's not referring to not doing Avedizara, but Shle Ochal ochel b'schus avesav, who has the goyin is goyish, shalei ochel b'shvil avesav, and as Rashi states, loin itzdarech l'schus avesav mitech shu chassid, they didn't require to come out to the schus of his fathers, as he himself was roi to have mezainos, and roi for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of him, because he's a chassid. Ayin yad remah, that when we speak about schus avos, we're referring to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, v'nim shul kaharam gavoyim, v'cheinu oima, and as the pasuk of Micha states, shimu harm as riv Hashem. The Gemara continues that the pasuk states, v'ein of lein nasa el gulu beis Yisrael, that this is teaching us, shalei holach b'kayim b'zgufa, that he wasn't a bal gaiva, and he wasn't holach b'kayim b'zgufa. And when the pasuk continues, v'es eishes re'eu leitimei, is not telling us in my law that he refrained from having zus with an eishes ish, as certainly that would be a terrible thing. And it's teaching us, shalei yorav l'umnes chaveray, he didn't even go into the same business as his friend. And as the Yad Ramah states, that we call this eishes re'eu leitimei, shechaveri nenu imenu ka'ishtoi, ayin sham. And when the pasuk states, v'el ishe nid le'yikrav, shalei nenu mekupa shel tzedakah, this teaches us that he was not nena from the kupa of tzedakah. And as Rashi says, shu dover gnai la'odim hagoin, that would be a dover gnai for someone that is choshev to go and take funds from tzedakah. And once again, the Yad Ramah explains, v'chol dvar meguna kari nida, d'chsiv, and as the pasuk in Eichach states, ha'yisir yushlein l'nida b'neim. And the Gemara ends off, v'chsiv tzadikhu chay yichya, that this person is a tzaddik, and he will surely live b'olam hazeh, as well as in olam haba. And the Yad Ramah points out that umnas chaveray midam lo le'ishas chaveray, and kupa shel tzedakah midam lo le'isha nida, she'ine goizel shum adam, as in that case, he's not stealing from another person. As opposed to when someone is yoreh l'umnas chaveray, then he's taking away from his friend, and therefore it's similar to someone stealing his friend's wife. And the Gemara now continues that in pasuk tes, the pasuk says, b'chukosa yahalech mishpatai shama lasis emes, tzadiku choyu yichya n'umah Hashem alikim. And it's mashma that the only way a person will live is only if he follows all the chukim and all the mishpatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, when Gamliel would reach this pasuk, he would cry and he would say, "Manda avle kulhu dechayir." It's mashma that only one that follows all the chukim and mishpatim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu will live. But bechadur minay uloi. But if he only does one of these mitzvahs that is mentioned in these psukim, he will not have life, and certainly he should still have zchosim. And Amalei Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva responds to Gamliel, "Lemeato that lemaisa the pasuk in Pashas Achrei Mois when it speaks about the raya states al the tamu bechol igla." And that you think that the pasuk means that the only time there's a taina on someone in Klal Yisrael is only if he's mitam himself with all of the arayas, but if he does only one of the arayas, there would not be a taina on him. And certainly a person can't do any of the arayas and can't do any of these averas, ela be'achas mikol egla, when the pasuk states al tatam b'chol egla, means you should not be mitam yourself by doing any of these averas, and hachinami be'achas. And this pasuk also teaches us that a person will live if he does any of these mitzvahs, as lemaisa he will have schusim. And the pasuk states regarding such a person, tzadiku chayo yichya. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah that we saw machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yesi, where oba avera sheyesh bo shtei misais nidim chamura, and Rabbi Yesi oimed nidim bezika rishenes shebalov. And the Gemara brings a brisa as Tanya, we learned to the brisa, keitzel am Rabbi Yesi nidim bezika rishenes habalov, then in what case Rabbi Yesi teach us that a person that did one maisa will only be chayiv for zikri shayna, that's referring to a case of chamaisa, even nasis eshish, nidim chamaisa, that if Reuven married Rachel, and at the time they married Rachel, Rachel's mother, who is his mother-in-law, was not married as she was an almana or a grusha, and therefore if Reuven would be mezana with her, he would only be chayiv because he was mezana with chamaisa, and then his mother-in-law got remarried, and at this point she is also an eshish, so if Reuven is now mezana with her, then he will be chayiv based on the fact he was mezana with his mother-in-law, and he will be chayiv sreifa. And we wouldn't look at the fact that he also was mezana with an eishes ish, as Rabbi Yesi holds ein isachal lissa. And the brisa continues eishes ish v'nasas chamaisai nidim be'eishes ish. And similarly, in a scenario where Reuben gets married to Rachel, and at the point that he got married to Rachel, his mother-in-law was already married, and therefore she was already at eishes ish, and he was already asatar prior to getting married to Rachel. Therefore, the din of ein isachal lissa applies, and if Reuben would be mezana with his mother-in-law, then he wouldn't be chayiv for being baal chamaisai, and he wouldn't be chayiv streifa, and instead he would only be chayiv for being mezana with an eishes ish, and will only be chayiv chenek. The Gemara now continues, Omri of Adaba Hava l'Rava, so of Adaba Hava asked Rava, chamaisai v'nasas eishes ish, nidim chamaisai, that why do we state that in the case where Reuven married his mother-in-law, and only afterward did she get remarried, and she's now also Eish Zish, that if he's mezana with her, then he'd be chayiv only because of chamesai, and he'd be chayiv strefa, but leading nami aitzad Eish Zish, lemaisi he should also be judged based on the fact that she's also an Eish Zish, and even though we previously explained that Rabbi Yisi holds ein isacha alisa, but the Amr Abavo made Rabbi Yisi b'isam meisav, that Rabbi Avo explained that even Rabbi Yisi agrees that in the case where there's an isam meisav, then we do say isacha alisa, and isam meisav is defined as where the second isa is adding on something that was not included in the first isa, and since when Reuven's mother-in-law was not married, so she was only usa to Reuven at that point based on being his mother-in-law, but now that she got married, she's now going to be usa akuli alma based on being an Eishes Ish, so the din of Ein Issacha Alissa doesn't apply, and this Issa would still apply. Why does the Braisa state that according to Rabbi Yisi, Chamoisei Menasas Eishish is Nidim B'Chamoisei, and it seems to be telling us that that's a case of Ein Issacha Alissa, and we continue on that Pe'ala from a base, a Malay that Rav responds to Rav Adabahava, Adabri betray Kotli Kotlisle, that Ein Chanami, you may be correct, that the din of Ein Issacha Alissa doesn't apply, but certainly in the case of Chamoisei Menasas Eishish, that would not make an afkamina that she's also going to be also to him based on being an Eishes Ish, as Lemaisa, the two Misais that Reuven would be Chayiv, Tzchenek for being Mizana with an Eishes Ish, and Srefa for being Mizana with his mother-in-law, and certainly he would be Nidim Bechamura, and therefore certainly the Brice is correct that Reuven would be Nidim Bechamisai, as that is the more Chamamisa, and Reuven would be Chayiv Srefa, and Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Vehech Atabal Adoinoi Af Be'eishes Ish, Vichy Targenu Shtei Pamim, do you think that you'll kill him two times? Rashi continues and explains that although it's true that b'negei misa there is no nafkamina, but certainly there is nafkamina b'negei the chiyuv karbonos, as in the case where Reuven was mezana with his mother-in-law that eventually became an eishes ish, then in that case the issa would be chal issa, and if Reuven was mezana with her b'shoigeg, then it would be chayiv two karbonos, one for being mezana with chamoisai and one for being mezana with an eishes ish. And as Rashi states, v'chi chayil eishes ish hachamoisai l'rabesi l'nin shoigeg hu l'schayiv shtei chatois. However, in the second case of the Braisa, where she was Eishes Ish, v'nasas chamoisai, in that case, certainly, the din of chamoisai never applies as Ein Issacha Alissa. In that case, number one, Reuven would need a mekala and would only be chayiv chenek and not srefa. And in addition, in that scenario, if Reuven would be mezana with his mother-in-law b'shoigeg, then he would only be chayiv one carbon, as he would only be chayiv based on the fact that he was mezana with an Eishes Ish, as the Issa of chamoisai never applied, as when he married Rachel, it wasn't an Issa Meisav, as everyone was usa to this woman because she was an Eishes Ish, and therefore the din of Ein Issacha Alissa applied in that case. And Ayin and Tesis on that Pe'al from an Aleph, Diva Maschel, Lidin Nam Bisur de Eishes Ish, Lin Karbon Kapar, she is Chayyab Beis Chatois B'Shoigeg, and the Gemara's Havmina is that at least B'negei a Karbon, you should be able to be Mechayyab two Karbonais, as otherwise, what was the Gemara's Havmina? And then Tesis continues, Inami, Im Hisru by Meshum Eishes Ish, Vole Hisru by Meshum Chat Meisai, that if Eden would give Hasra to Reuven, that if you're going to be mezana with this woman, you're going to be chayiv because she's an Eishes Ish, and they didn't warn Reuven that you'd be chayiv because she's your mother-in-law, then in that case, if you're a Besi, you should at least be chayiv for being mezana with an Eishes Ish, and Reuven should at least be chayiv chenek, v'rava mahadalei d'mezid ayri v'hisubay mishum shneim ayin taisis. And keep in mind, although it seemed from the Braisa that in the case of chamoisai v'nasis Eishes Ish, it'll always be nidim and chamoisai, and as long as when Reuven got married to Rachel, his mother-in-law wasn't yet married, then we will always apply the din of Ein Issacha Alissa, and therefore it would always be Nidim Chamoisai. However, Taisa states in Divrei Maschil, Nidim Bezik Rishena, La Milsa de Psiki, as this is not always the case, as we can find a case where even Rabbi Yisi would agree there would be Issacha Alissa, and for example, Chamoisai Vinasa Sheshesav, if originally when Reuven got married to Rachel, her mother-in-law wasn't married, and then Rachel's mother got married to Reuven's father, and therefore she's now also to him based on being Eishes Av, and as Tais points out, that could be a case of Issa Meisafu, a Isle Achin, if Reuven has other brothers, as prior to this, she wasn't usa to Reuven's brothers, as she was only usa to Reuven because she was Reuven's mother-in-law, and now she'll be usa not only to Reuven, but also to Reuven's brothers, because she is the wife of their father. And if Reuven would now be Mizana with her, so then based on being Mizana with his mother-in-law, he'd be Chayiv Srefa, and based on being Mizana with Eishes Av, he'd be Chayiv Skila, and according to Rabbanan that argue in Rab Shimon, and they hold that Skila is more Chaman than Srefa, then certainly Reuven will be Nidin B'Chamura, and he won't be Nidin B'Chamaisai, and he'll be Chayiv Skila, Ayin and Taisvis. this, and it could be that's why the Brisa is using the term of Ketzet Amar Abisi Nidim Bezik Rishayin HaBoilov, and the Brisa is just giving an example, but this is not necessarily always going to be the case. And let us continue with the new Mishnah, Mishalaka Vishana, Bezdin Machnis and Isla Kippa, Machin Isa Sairin, Achakrasi Mispakas, and Ayin Rashi, Mishalaka Vishana, Shalaka Shte Pam Ashtea Veres, and Rashi is going based on the Havim of the Gemara that we're talking about a person that was Ivan two separate Averes, and he had Malkus twice, and if he goes and does a third Avera, that it would be Chayim Malkus, then instead of giving Malkus, Bezdin would be Machnis and Isla Kippa, and they would feed him Sairim until the point that his stomach bursts. And the Gemara begins and asks, Mishum the Lok of Ishana, Bezdin Kainsa Isla Kippa, do you think because a person did an Avera and he received Malkus, and then he did another Avera, and once again got Malkus, that the third time Bezdin would now go and he would kill this person and they would place him into this small room and they would feed him Sairim until his stomach bursts? And Amr Abiyemi, Amr Abshim Malakish, and therefore Abiyemi states in the name of Abshim Malakish that Hacha B'Malkish shall Krisis Haskinon, Gavra Bakatalahu, the Karevi who delay Mikar Katale, the Kirin to come Vatale Nafshe, Makrin Lakatale Lavai. And Rabbi Yemi explains in the name of Rish Lakish that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven was Eva on the same Issa two times, and this Issa was the type of Issa that generally one is Chai of Kares. For example, if Reuven was Eva on the Issa of Chalev, and he received the Hasra that if he eats Chalev, he'll be Chai of Malkus, and then he got Malkus, and then once again he received the Hasra not to eat Chalev, and once again he ate Chalev and he received Malkus, then if he does so a third time, then Bezdin will be Mechlis and Isla Kippa. And as the Gemara explained, as really when someone eats Chalev, they're really a Bak Tala, as really the Chai of Kares. However, the Torah tells us that if we give him Malkus and he does Tshuva, then he won't have that Misa, and Reuven just didn't reach the point where he's Chai of Kares yet. However, once he goes and he eats Chalev a third time, then it shows that he really did not do Tshuva, and as Rashi states, the Mafka Atzmei La'Averes, and therefore Mechlis and Isla Kippa. We already explained that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven did the same Issa a third time. However, the Gemara now specifically points this out as Amalei Rabbi Yaakov L'Rabbi Yemi Batachlifa Ta Azber Lecha B'Malki Shal Kares Achas Avel Shal Shtayim Shal Shalosh Krisais Isur De Katayim V'Loi Mevatek Ulehai, that the only time that we stated this din is only if he did the same Issa three different times, and this Issa was one where he would be Chayiv Kares. However, if Reuven did two or three different Averi Shal Krisais, then that would not prove that he was Mafka Atzmei La'Averes, and the din of Machnisa Isla Kippa would not apply, as we would say that he just is a Baal Taiva and he wanted to try multiple Averis. And the Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah that the Mishnah stated Mishalaka Vishana, and the Gemara now states Shana Afagav Vleshilesh, that's Muchach from the Mishnah, that once a person does this Avera two times, then he's already Muchsik, that he's a Rasha, and he's Mafka Atzmei La'Averes, and therefore once he does the Avera a third time, we would be Machnisa Isla Kippa, and there's no requirement that he did the Avera three times in order to be Muchsik, that he's a Rasha, and only on the fourth time would we say Machnis and Isla Kippa, and Leim Masisin like Rab Shimon Gamliel, and let us say our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rab Shimon Gamliel, as the E Rab Shimon Gamliel Ha'oma at Tlasimni Loi Havichazaka, as if it would be going like the Shita Rab Shimon Gamliel. We know that Rab Shimon Gamliel tells us that the only time someone creates a chazaka is only when something occurs three different times, and as Rashi brings down that we find the Shita Rab Shimon Gamliel Benegir the din of a Isha Katlanis, that the Chacham hold that once she already was married two times and her husband dies, then she's already muchsik, that she's a katlanis, and she's not going to get married a third time. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that she's not muchsik a katlanis until she's married three times and all three husbands die. She only can't get married a fourth time, and therefore it seems that our Mishnah is going like Rabbanon and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. As Lefi Rav Shimon Gamliel, L'chayr the din of Machlis Nesel L'Kippa should only apply once Reuven is muchsik to be a Rasha and he performed this Avera three times, and only on the fourth time should the din of Machlis Isla Kippa apply. However, Zokta Gemara, Amar Avina, Afilu Tim Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kasava Averis Machzikais, that really our Mishnah could even be going like the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, and even though Rav Shimon Gamliel requires a person to do something three times in order to create a chazaka, however, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the Averis Machzikais, and as Rashi states, Averis Machzika Malkos Isa Becheskes Russia Uvasra Vole Malkos, that what makes Reuven into a Russia is not the actual Malkos that he receives, but it's actually the Asra they received prior to doing the Isser. And since he already received three Asrais prior to doing the third Avera, so at the point that he did the third Avera, he was already Muchzik as a Russia. Therefore, even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that Bezin would be Machdis and Isla Kippa. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Ravina, Mesvei, that the Brisa teaches us that the Machlek is between Tana Kaba and Abishal, as in the case of Ova Avera, Sheishba Malkos, Pam Rishayna Ushniya, Malkanesai, Ushlishis, Kainsan Isla Kippa. However, Abishal Ima, Apishlishis, Malkanesai, Bervias, Kainsan Isla Kippa. And we see this Machlek is between Tana Kaba and Abishal, as to at what point would Bezin be Machdis and Isla Kippa. And the Tana Kaba is exactly like our Mishnah, and Abishal is Choluk on the Tana Kaba and Choluk on our Mishnah, and Abishal holds that would only be Machdis and Isla Kippa after he did this Avera the fourth time. And as the Gemara continues, Maglav, the Kuli Alma Malkus Machzikais, that it must be that both the Tana Kaba and Abishal agree that Malkus is what makes the Chazaka, the Pluk the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel Kamifli, and the Machlekis between the Tana Kaba and Abishal is the same Machlekis as Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, as Tana Kaba holds that even after someone receives Malkus two times, there's already Chazaka, there's a Rasha, and therefore once he does this Issa a third time, the Din of Machlisa Isla Kippa applies, and Abishal holds that the only time that a person is Huchzik as a Rasha is only once he receives Malkus a third time, and the only time that the Din of Machlisa Isla Kippa applies is only once he does this Issa a fourth time, and therefore it would seem that Rav Shimon Gamliel is not the Tana of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara answers, Loi, the Kuli Alma Isla Rav Shimon Gamliel, that really the Tana Kama and Abishal both agree to the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel that a Chazaka is only created after three times, and V'hacha B'hacha Mifli, and the Machlek is between the Tana Kama and Abishal is as follows, the Masa V'Averis Machzikais, as the Tana Kama holds that the Asra for the Avera is what creates the Chazaka that this person is Rasha, and once is the third Asra, then Reuven is already considered Huchzik as a Rasha, and if he goes and performs the Avera the third time, then the Din will be Machlisa Isil Kippa, as we previously explained, and therefore the Tana of our Mishnah could certainly work out, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Masava Malkis Machzikais, and Abishal argues on that point, and he holds that the only way that would Machzik a person as a Rasha is based on him actually receiving Malkis, and therefore the only way that there's a Chazaka that this person is a Rasha is only once he received Malkis a third time, and therefore the only time that there's a Din of Machlis and Isil Kippa is only once he does the Avera a fourth time, as Abishal states. And Ayin Rashi, Dibu Maschel Mesvei L'Ravino, the Mahadal Ukmi L'Mastisa K'Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Midipolig Abishal V'Oma K'Rav Shimon Gamliel, Michlal Tana Kama Lav K'Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rashi continues and explains, Umas Sova Lehuchzik Ad Shei Loka Sholosh Malkiyos, V'Kivin Deloki Al Shlishis, Avagad Eschazik Hashta Rasha, Loi Malin Le L'Kippa. We don't say that now that he's a Rasha, we should go and place him in a Kippa in order to make sure that he doesn't do an Avera fourth time, as the betrayed Dina Le Danin Le, as we can't judge him with two Dinim, and since he received Malkus, therefore we can't also be Machlis Nais L'Kippa. And the Gemara will now bring a Brisa, and we'll try to understand what the basis is for the Machlekes in this Brisa, being according to Ravina, and being according to the ones that would argue on Ravina. And the Gemara states, Vahadetanya, and this that we learned in the Brisa, Hissu Bay B'Shosak, that if Reuven is about to eat Chelev, and Edom warn him that if you eat this Chelev, you'll receive Malkus B'Shosak, and Reuven keeps quiet, or Hissu Bay B'Hichon Reishai, or if the Edom give him Asra, and Reuven doesn't say anything, but he shakes his head, as if to be Merameh, they mekabel the Asra. So as Rashi points out, that even though it's as if he was mekabel the Asra, as Shtika Kaidah, and certainly in the case where he was Rameh's Bereshai, that he was mekabel the Asra, but even so, since he didn't say that Almanas Kenani Isa, so therefore Reuven would not be Chai Malkus. However, ultimately, we can't disregard this Asra completely, as Lemaisa he received Asra, based on Shtika Kaidah, and based on Hechen Reshai, it was as if he acknowledged that he received this Asra, and if so, based on these Asrais, we could be machzik him at some point to be a Rasha. And the Brisa teaches us that Tana Kama holds Pam Rishayinu Shniya Masun Bayi, that if he had Asra the first and second times, then Shlishis Kainsan Silkipa, then once he received the third Asra, then he would already be Huchzik as a Rasha, and therefore Bezel would be Machlisai Silkipa. However, Abishal Ime, Apishlishis Masun Bayi, Bervias Kainsan Silkipa, and Abishal argues in the Tana Kama, and he states that even when he's about to do the third Issa, then they would only give him Asra, but we would not be Machlis Naisil Kippa. But once he received the fourth Asra, then if he does an Avera, there would be Machlis Naisil Kippa. And the Gemara now asks this question, as Vahasa Malkus Leka, and therefore, B'mai Kamifli, that Lechir in that case, since there is no Chiva Malkus, as Lemaisa he was only Shosak, or he was only Hirchenes Reshai, so since we originally stated that Abishol holds Malkus Machzikais, so Lechir in this case, where he won't receive Malkus, but Lemaisa he did his Avera three times, so at this point he's already Huchzik as a Rasha, so since we won't give him an Oinish of Malkus, so Lechir, according to Abishol, he should receive the Oinish of Machlis Nais Lekipa. And why would Abishol hold that the only way he'll be Machlis Nais Lekipa is once he does the Avera a fourth time? And Ayin Rashi, Dibu Maskel, B'maik Mifli, B'hol Loilu Ravina Moisiv, this question is not only on the Shita Ravina, the Lidon Nami Kasha, as it's also Shver, according to Ashita, the Plukta, the Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel, Le Metzin Le'ukma, the Akach Averis Machzika Svirlu, the Inkam Malkus, as certainly it must be, the Rebbe Yisi holds that Averis Machzika is, as there's no Malkus in this case, that my boy Abishol Rabias, and why would Abishol require that Reuven has to do the Avera a fourth time in order for the din of Machlis Nais L'Kippah to apply? And the Gemara explains, Amar Avina B'Kippah Tzricha Asra Kamifgi, that Enoch and Nami, both the Tanakam and Abishol, agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the only way that someone is Muchzik Rasha is only once he performs the Avera after receiving Asra, that he will be Chayiv Malkus, and he's Mekabel that Asra, either B'Peh, or by Hirchen Reshai, or through Shtika. And the Tanakama and Abishol are being choylik as to if there's a requirement to actually give Hasra to Reuven that if you do this Avera, you should know that the din will be that you'll be Machlis Nais L'Kippa, or is there no requirement to give him such a Hasra, and automatically once he's Huchzik Rasha, there will be Machlis Nais L'Kippa. And as Rashi explains in the first of the wide lines of Rasha, that Tanakama Sava Kimin Shuchzik Rasha Shal Shasrei Shal Malkus, that once we already gave him three warnings that he'll be Chayim Malkus, then Reuven is considered Huchzik Rasha, and therefore immediately Kaiser Nais L'Kippa, the Afal Pish Lehusra Al Kach, and even though we didn't give him a specific Hasra, that the din will be that will be Machlis Nais L'Kippa. However, Abishol Sava Al Gimel Asrei Shel Malkus Huchzik Rasha V'Loy Al Shtayim, that in the Chanami I agree that the only way they become Huchzik Rasha is only once Reuven receives three Asreis of Malkus, and now that Reuven is already Huchzik Rasha, then there's a separate requirement that prior to Reuven doing his fourth Avera, there has to be Edim that warn him that you should know if you're going to do this fourth Avera, then Bezim will be Machlis Nais L'Kippa, and that's the only reason why Abishol requires that Reuven performs the Avera a fourth time in order to have a din of Machlis Nais L'Kippa. And the Gemara continues with my Kippa, and what does the word Kippa refer to? On Rabbi Yehuda, Molei Kli Masai, that it refers to the height of a person, and they put him into a very small room where he can only stand, and he can't get comfortable, and he can't sit down or lie down. And the Gemara now continues that although the din of Machlis Nais L'Kippa is Halach L'Mish Mesinai, but the Gemara is for Hecher Mizah, and where do we find a remez to this concept of Machlis Nais L'Kippa in the Torah? And as Rashi states, for Hecher Mizah, Vade Halach L'Mish Mesinai Hayahach Oynish T'Kippa, Umiyo Hecher Mizah Mixas. And the Gemara explains, Amrish Lakish, that it's based on a Pasuk in Tehillim that states, T'Moses Rosh Ra, V'Sayinit Tzadik Yashamu, and as Rashi points out, T'Moses Rosh Ra, Mishuchzik Rasha, that a person that's Muchzik as Rasha, T'Misasi Rasai, that his Misa will be bad. Alma Muchzik Rasha by Misu, that we see that someone is Muchzik Rasha, that he is a person that should be put to death. And the Gemara continues with another drasha from Rish Lakish, for Amr Rish Lakish Maidach Siv, that what does the Pasuk mean in Kehelis when it states, Higam Leyeda Adam Es Itai Kadogim Shenechazim B'Metzai Dera? The Pasuk tells us that a person doesn't know the exact time of his death, just like a fish that's caught in a very bad trap. And the Gemara asks, My Metzai Dera, what's the difference between a regular trap and a terrible trap? And Amr Rish Lakish Chaka, that this refers to a fish hook, which is a terrible death for a fish. And as Rashi explains, Shura v'cholish v'katon, even though it's very bad and it's very weak and it's very small, that even so it could catch a very large fish very quickly and suddenly, and the fish doesn't even realize what happened to it. And similarly, a person could die very suddenly and won't realize what happened. And ayin di adrama shemisho shadag nechaz ba hu mitzdar mach mishin keves achekoi masha inkim b'sham mitzaydeis ayin sham. And let us continue with the new Mishnah. Ha'horig nefesh shaloi be'edim machnis es oysel ekipo machin v'esoy lechem tzor mayim lachatz, that if Reuven kills a person, they weren't full-fledged edim, then we wouldn't pater Reuven. And as the Gemara will explain, that's talking about a case where we know that Reuven is really chay misa, but we can't give him misa's bezdin, and therefore we would place him in a kippa, and we would feed him just a small amount of bread and a small amount of water. And the Gemara will explain why in the previous Mishnah, when describing how we machnis es oysel ekipo, we stated machin l'esay sa'irin achakresim misbakas, and our Mishnah, the Mishnah states, machil eisil lechem tzar, mayim lachatz, and the Gemara begins that how could our Mishnah state, ha'erg nefesh loy be'edim, that would machlis eisil lekipa, but mino yudinon, that how do we know that he actually killed someone, and he's actually chay misa? The Gemara will now bring three possible explanations, as Rav explains, be'edis minuchedes, that inachinami, there were edim, but based on technicality, we couldn't accept these edim, and for example, in the case of edis minuchedes, which we'll explain once we learn Rashi, Shmuel Oman, Shmuel says that an example would be Shalei Basra, where it wasn't a perfect Asra, but the mice said it was Edim, and there was some sort of Asra, and therefore Reuven can't taino that he was a Shoigig, and Rav Chista Amar Avimi, and Rav Chista says in the name of Avimi, Kagoyin, there's Schachash Bebedikais, Vlei Schachash Bechakirais, and although they were Edim, that there was Schachash Bebedikais and not Bechakirais, and Kiditnan, and as we learned to the Mishnah on Daf Mem, that Maisu, Baduk Ben Zakai, Beukzei Teinim, there was a story where Edim came and testified that Reuven killed Shimon underneath a fig tree, and when they were boydik the Edim, they asked the Edim what type of figs were hanging on that tree, and were the stems of the Edim thick or thin, and even if the Edim would get that wrong, and therefore Bezdin would not give Misa's Bezdin to this person, but certainly Bezdin would know that this person is really Chai Misa, and therefore the Din would be Koyin Tzayisa Lekipa, and we make sure that the person would die. And keep in mind that the Mefarshim explained that this Din of Machlis Tzayisa Lekipa is specifically in a case where a person murdered someone, as in that case specifically, there's a din of a bar to a rabbi kibecha, and let us see Rashi do a masal of beidus miuchedes, the shnai miidin olav beidusin emes el shei misasim misur lebezin. But based on technicality, it's impossible to kill this person. Kegoyin shnai mreina say echem mechalein zeh beechem mechalein zeh. The amim maseches makas dali miktal leh umiu hacha taninon. However, our mishnah is mechadish tos the ayel kippa, and Rashi points out avla pi eid echad mitzi diba ba'almu. But if there were to be only one aid, then that would not be enough to be mechayev us to be mitzina silikipa, as that is only lashon hara ba'alma, and it's not enough to be mechayev hamisa. And similarly, Rashi continues beuksei teinim bedikas yisairihu, and then he de ben zakei potle bahu achashem miktala miu edus emesu va'ayel lekipa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah that the Mishnah stated machlisin isilikipa u'machin loisil lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz. And the Gemara is maishna hacha, that why is it that our Mishnah that when described machlisin isilikipa diktani noisin lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz u'maishna hasam, and why is it that the Mishnah at the top of the Amid when describing machlisin isilikipa diktani machin loisil sa'irin achakresim misbakas? And the Gemara explains our Moshesius idiv idi noisin lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz at sheyukter me'aynoi v'had machin loisil sa'irin achakresim misbakas, the inachinami that the first Mishnah tells us half of the story and our Mishnah tells us half of the story, as in reality they originally put him into the kippah and they start giving him a small amount of bread and a small amount of water in order to make his stomach shrivel and become smaller, and only at a later point would they feed him barley, and as Rashi states as they would grow and they would blow up in his stomach, and because his stomach became so small, therefore it would cause his stomach to explode and that would cause him to die. And Ayin Mufashim who explain why the Mishnayis would break it up in this way and only tell us about half of the procedure in each of the individual Mishnayis instead of teaching us the full procedure in one Mishnah, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.